James, this election is historical. It's unprecedented. It has been one of the freest elections that the Gambia has ever organized, at least in my lifetime. I remember queuing for 2 hours, and the kind of discussions, the engagement, the hope, the serenity, the excitement in the face of many Gambians, old, young, finally voting for the first time in freedom and taking the destiny of their own country in their own hand. And so this election for me is historical. It's also the first time that I have voted without Yahya Jammeh.
There were 5 opposition candidates. Do you think they hurt themselves by not coming together and picking one candidate to go against Mr. Barrow?
Well, there have been calls for the opposition to unite. And of course, given the liberalized political environment, most of them think that they could have done it on their own. But if you look at the contest, of course, you know, there were some form of coalitions being formed. But you realize that Barrow had the, you know, bigger share where, I mean, his coalition, he referred to it as a grand coalition. So, of course, you know, coalitions might have created a more balanced, perhaps more close election. But, of course, this one was definitely decided by those that favored continuity and not those that wanted change.
During the campaign, we talked a lot about the role that the former president Yahya Jammeh was playing in the campaign. How much impact do you think his interjection into the campaign had on the results?
Well, Jammeh's back candidate had only about 12% of the vote. Of course, they came third, and that shows perhaps that Jammeh has been relegated into Gambian politics. And of course, this also shows the decrease in the number of the percentage of the vote that Mama Kande, who also came third in the 2016 election with 17%, also lose decline at least by 5 percentage points. But of course, perhaps the involvement of Jammeh enabled Kande to have this number of votes, because Kande's party, the GDC, has been one of the most affected of the Barrow's cooptation strategy, including, you know, coopting the national chairman into his NPP party.
Of course, there will be the question of whether the elections were free and fair. You are in the Gambia. What's your own take?
Like I said, this election is the freest election that I've ever witnessed. There were no intimidation, there was no fear, there was a lot of options, you know, a lot of choice. But of course, the kind of narrative that has generated has basically reduced the conversation around 2 main political parties. And of course, that all had to do with the UDP, because the NPP could be said to be an offset of the UDP. This was seen more as a family affair, where the current president, Barrow, and his political godfather, Lawyer Dabo, engage in a contest. And of course, Barrow's rhetoric has always been retiring his father, and I think he has been able to do so. Of course, Usainu Dabo and Amama Kande and SFL, you know, decided to disagree with the results and rejected the results and said until further investigation. So we are not sure. Civil society organizations released a statement, I mean, saying that the elections were free and fair. And so we're not sure what sort of claims they have, but I mean, the majority of Gambians agree that this election was free, fair, and transparent. And for the first time, this country has a very vibrant political environment where people are not afraid to show where they belong. And I think this has been very exciting for all of us.